You're listening to SBS News.
It's being described as one of the most significant decisions of his papacy and a revitalisation of the church. An apostolic exhortation is written by the Pope generally to encourage a virtue or activity. Pope Francis is upholding the sacredness of the priesthood, using the exhortation to encourage new ways to engage more priests, including missionary vocations. In the document, Pope Francis failed to mention a proposal for older married deacons who are proven Catholic leaders in remote communities to be ordained as priests. Cardinal Michael Czerny, the Vatican Special Secretary for the Synod on the Amazon, says there isn't yet closure on these issues.
The Holy Father has not resolved them in any way beyond what he has said in the exhortation. So if there are questions that you feel are open or that the church feels are open, thanks to the exhortation, they will continue to be debated, discussed, discerned, prayed over, and when mature, presented to the appropriate authority for decision.
It's estimated 85% of Amazon villagers cannot attend liturgies every week and some can't go for years. Cardinal Czerny says the holding of the Eucharist in the Amazon has been widely debated at the Synod, and there are several steps that can be taken to ease the priest shortage.
He looks to the bishops, for example, to send more missionaries. He would like every diocese to have a good proportion of their priests spending at least some time in the Amazon. He also looks at the formation of deacons, better and greater formation of deacons.
Married men can become deacons, and although they are ordained ministers, they cannot deliver Mass. The idea of forming a seminary for Indigenous people has resonated with the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The national group says the Pope's statement offers guidance, and the focus on Indigenous culture in the Amazon is also relevant to Australia. Archbishop Mark Coleridge says it's hard to comprehend not having access to the Eucharist for years. The chairman of the German Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, says he's still assessing the Pope's rejection of the Amazon proposal. Correspondent Philip Pulella says conservatives are likely celebrating the Pope's dismissal over fears the celibacy rule could be abolished.
He proposed other solutions to the shortage of priesthoods in the Amazon, including praying for more vocations to the priesthood, of encouraging more existing priests to go into the Amazon itself. One of the big problems in the Amazon is that the region is so remote that there are some Catholics in some villages that are that only can go to Mass once a year.
Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says the Pope's position on celibacy is known.
The Synod was not a debate on celibacy, even though it was a theme that carried a certain weight. The theme of celibacy, or the entrance into the priesthood of permanent deacons, was a response to pastoral necessities and evangelization. The Pope understood these needs, evidently.
The apostolic exhortation is used to instruct the Catholic faithful, but it does not define church doctrine. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.